Okay, so we got Nick. Hang on there, Nick. We got Laney. We got Jeff on the line here. Tickets to see Don Felder, formerly of the Eagles. Tickets to see a guy who got kicked out of the Eagles. If you give us a good story about something unusual that you got kicked out of or banned from. Laney is going to tell us about getting banned from a concert, getting kicked out of a concert. Slipknot. Now, what kind of music is Slipknot? That's hard rock, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, what could you do to get yourself kicked out of that, Laney? What did you do?
Well, we were sitting up in the stands, and my best friend was down on the floor. She got the floor ticket, and there was some kind of an intermission or something. The lights came on, and she was down there, and she flashed her boobs, and so I stood up in the middle of the crowd up in the stands, and I flashed my boobs. And about 15 minutes later, I had security surrounding me, ready to kick me. You know, they did. They kicked me out of the Tacoma Dome.
I mean, since when is booby flashing an ejectable offense at a concert?
Yeah, especially a hard rock concert.
Right? I must have been sitting in the Christian section of the Slipknot concert.
Well, that's part of rock and roll. No one was on stage at the time.
They just had nothing better to do, is what I guess. I just left and went and sang karaoke at the bar and got drunk.
Maybe it was Slipknot was mad that you weren't flashing them. You were flashing somebody else.
Yeah, the opening act got to see him.
Yeah, had you flashed the band, it might have been okay. All right, Laney, thank you.
You would have got a backstage pass out of the door.
All right, Nick has been banned from a casino. What happened, Nick? Why did you get casino banned?
Well, sir, I tell you what, Brad and John, it's going to be really hard to beat that last story. But yeah. I'll tell you what, I was going to go out on a date. I met this girl online, and she decided that we would meet at the casino. And so I go to the casino, and I meet up with her in the parking lot, and we walk in, and security comes up and says, "We're sorry, we're not going to be allowed to let you into the casino." And I'm like, "What's going on?" And it turned out that I was banned from the casino, which I had no idea of. And my brother, who was kind of an undesirable character at times, had stolen my ID and was using my past old ID and went to the casino, apparently dumped a bunch of money at the casino, and then he decided to ban himself, i.e. me, from the casino because he did not trust himself to go back. So I went to the casino.
Hold on. Stop. So you can tell, I didn't know this, you can tell the casino, hey,
don't let me in
don't
here.
Ever let me in here again? I can't be trusted?
Absolutely.
Wow.
So here I am, excited
you don't
about this
want
date,
me in here.
Really?
So here I am, excited with this date, pretty good-looking gal, excited to make it happen, you know, go to dinner and do a little bit of gambling, that sort of thing.
Make it pay off.
Make it pay off a little bit. Turns out it was a little bit of an embarrassing story for me, and it turned out that I couldn't end up talking my way out of it with her, and the date ended abruptly.
Yeah. How do you explain that way? All right. Well, that's good. Thank you, Nick.
Yeah, like
did
that.
You know that there was a list like
no,
that? The
no.
casinos have lists that you can put yourself on? Hey, keep me, my money should not
I had
be
no,
good
I had
anymore?
No idea. Yeah, you'd think if he was laying down some big cash, some long green, they'd keep letting him back no matter what he said.
Right.
I got kicked out of the kingdom for throwing paper airplanes one time.
Yeah, why wouldn't? Yeah, if I'm the casino, why wouldn't you want that? Why would you want a list like that? Yeah, if they're going to keep spending it and losing it, please keep coming.
We lost Jeff. Jeff said he got kicked out of Wild Ways for hanging BAs off the top of the slide.
He got kicked out of what and what?
Wild Waves.
Wild Waves.
Yeah, down in Enchanted Village for hanging BAs off the top of the slide.
Okay, all right. Our email, bradandjohn@kism.com.
We're talking about people getting kicked out. There's a lot of, this video has been bouncing around in the world of sports a lot. The owner of the New York Knicks, a guy named James Dolan, most people consider to be a real tool. He's walking out of, the Knicks had just lost like their 15th straight game or something. He's walking out of the tunnel, and you hear this fan yell down to the owner of the Knicks, "Hey, sell the team." And the guy kicks him out of the arena and, like, is threatening to revoke, you know, ban him from the arena. Here's how the exchange went down.
Sell the team!
Anything I should sell the team? You want to not come to any more games?
Why?
That's rude.
What's your opinion?
No, it's not an opinion. And you know what? Enjoy watching him on TV.
You know what? Enjoy watching him on TV. And then he calls to his staff, that guy right there. And then they kick him out of Madison Square Garden for telling the owner, sell the team. They've been miserable for two decades.
Then they're god-awful this year.
Awful, awful.
That guy's lucky anybody. The owner's lucky anybody's in the stands.
That guy paid money to be there.
Yeah. So he got banned. He got thrown out.
He got kicked out.
All right, here, more on casino bans here. Okay, I'm not going to, I won't give this listener's name because I don't want to get her in trouble. I don't know if she would get in trouble for this, but we're talking about casino bans, right? Getting banned from a casino and how you can self-ban yourself.
Yeah.
You can ban yourself from a casino because if you don't trust yourself. She says, hey, Brad and John, in Canada, I work in security in a casino gaming center, and our voluntary self-exclusion works a little differently here. Many sites have facial recognition, so when you come in the front door, you get recognized.
Wow.
We also ask for ID and swipe it at our podiums at the entrance, and if they are self-excluded, it shows right away. We offer 6 months, 1, 2, or even 3 years for voluntary self-exclusion, as well as counseling for those who need it.
Okay.
How? So, like, as soon as you walk into the casino, there's a thing that reads your face, and right away will tip them off as
wow.
to get that guy, you know, that guy out of here.
Or facial recognition, or make a seat for him at the craps table.
Yeah,
one of the two.
Yeah, one of our big hitters just came in.
Yeah. Make room. Yeah. Open up a new craps table. Get a new dealer.
Yeah. All right. And then an email here from Dean, who listens to us in Vancouver, BC. Hey, a friend of mine here put herself on the no gambling list. Then a couple months later, she decided to go back. She ended up winning a large sum. But when she went to cash in, they said, no money for you. You're on the no gamble list.
Oh, no.
So they let her gamble, but
shot
wouldn't
herself
pay her when
foot.
She won. Our email is Brad and John at KISM.com.